not into the church, but away from it, away from him, away from his wife, away from her dreams. She barely noticed when she reached Central Park, and when she veered mindlessly to the left, she didn't register that her 4-inch Louboutins were hardly suited for the dirt path. She angrily wiped away her tears. She'd always been a crier, but this was a whole new level. Her eyes had been in a chronic state of leaking ever since she'd gotten the news. Brayden was dead. Brayden was married. Had been married. Audrey was so focused on trying to get a grip on the warring grief and anger that she didn't realize what she was inadvertently walking toward. She halted in her tracks, blinking rapidly as she waited for her imagination to get a freaking grip. But no matter how long and hard she stared, the women sitting on the bench were real. And one was the very woman who'd haunted Audrey's every waking hour since she'd learned that her boyfriend had drunkenly fallen off his sailboat and drowned. She blinked again, but there was no doubt about it. Audrey was staring directly at Brayden Hayes' widow. The other woman, a stunning redhead, was a stranger, maybe vaguely familiar, but Audrey lacked the mental or emotional energy to sort out how or if she knew her. What do I do? Audrey's self-preservation instincts instructed her to run, even as her conscience demanded she do what needed to be done and walk forward. In the end, it wasn't her decision. As Audrey stood there debating her next move, Claire Hayes turned her head, and though she wore sunglasses, Audrey could feel her gaze boring into her. Audrey. She felt her eyes widen. You know who I am? The blonde woman gave a short nod. You're Audrey Tate. I did a little digging after you called the house that night. There was a lengthy pause before she spoke again, her voice soft. I know you were sleeping with my husband. The redhead whipped her head toward her companion, then looked back at Audrey. She too was wearing sunglasses, but Audrey sensed she was just as shocked by Claire's pronouncement. Brayden's wife knew. Audrey let out a hiccuping sob and walked to the bench, sitting down, mainly because she wasn't sure her shaky legs would support her much longer. She looked at Claire Hayes, and then the words started tumbling out. I didn't know, Audrey pleaded. I didn't know until you picked up the phone that night that he was married. I swear to you, he told me his wife had left him, that he was separated. I never would have. You have to believe me. I didn't know. Oh, honey, the red-haired woman interrupted, sounding horrified by Audrey's verbal diarrhea. You've got to get it together. Irritation wriggled its way through Audrey's misery, and she glared at the interloper. Respectfully, you don't know the first thing about what's going on here. Well, now, that's the thing, the redhead said, looking down at her manicure. I sort of do. Claire jolted in surprise, looking as shocked as Audrey felt. These two women didn't know each other, Audrey realized. Whatever she'd walked in on, it hadn't been one friend comforting another, but two strangers. Claire's next words confirmed it. Who are you? She asked the redhead. Instead of answering Claire, the redhead studied Audrey, and though she wasn't usually so bold, this time she studied her right back. Even with the oversized sunglasses, she could tell the other woman was gorgeous, and not just because of the vibrant red hair. The woman herself was vibrant, seemingly crackling with an energy and confidence that was perfectly suited to the designer dress, flawless makeup, and not so tiny diamond studs in her ears, that Audrey would bet her favorite Chanel bag on were real. Again, she was struck with the sense that there was something familiar about her. The redhead pushed her sunglasses on top of her head, her gaze steady on Claire. I'm Naomi Powell, the other woman. Audrey felt her mouth drop open in surprise, both at the woman's identity and her bombshell. Brayden Hayes hadn't just been cheating on his wife with Audrey. He'd also, apparently, been sleeping with one of New York's most well-known female entrepreneurs, the ultimate